Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Life gives a person an infinite number of chances. The tragedy is that many do not know how to recognize these chances. The Samaritan woman wasted many chances in her life. She may not have hoped that her life could be better, changed for better. But then a simple request was made to her: give me a drink. It was opportunity for a good deed. Since she was at the well, this deed may seem meaningless, insignificant. It was an act that wouldn't cost her anything. And this act was an act of goodness. And yet this goodness opened the doors for her to receive grace that completely changed her life. There are so many great chances hidden in little things. We often miss them because maybe we can't recognize their true value. Perhaps it would be good to meditate more often on words of Jesus Christ, which reveal to us the value of every act within our life. Christ says in the gospel, "Whatever you did to one of these little, least of my brothers, you did it for me." From this point of view, every deed, even the slightest deed, has a great value. Goodness, even if it concerns little things that cost us nothing at first glance, opened the door for us to receive huge grace. God is great, and he rewards even the small act of love in a royal way. So thinking about today, I remember a story my father shared with one of his seminarians in Slovakia. And it's a true story, and I know the man. But I think it is fitting to share it today. A priest missed a bus and went home on foot. From city close by, he had barely covered 1 kilometer or 1 mile when the car stopped by him. The driver was from his parish, but the driver didn't know the priest because he was not active in a parish. Actually, he was not active in any Christian life. So he therefore welcomed the opportunity to talk to him. And the man behind the wheel started the conversation. "I'm sure it was miserable to walk alone like this. I hate loneliness." And the priest says, "I was not miserable. I prayed, so I was not alone." And the driver said, realizing who is he talking to now, "I know, Father, what you're coming across," meaning he prayed, "but nothing will help me anymore." And the sentence doesn't make sense. Maybe it was some kind of an excuse from this man to the priest. And the man said, "I have a problem, so many problems in my life that they cannot be solved. I'm a lost case." And the priest objected, "There is no problem for which there is no solution." And the man said, "If you knew mine, you would say otherwise." So the priest challenged him and said, "Try to tell me, and then we'll see." The driver gave it a thought, cleared his throat, and began. At first, he was hesitant, but then sentence after sentence, he became to speak faster. It seemed like that he wanted to get everything off his chest right at that moment. And since they were almost at the village, the man stopped the car in front of the sign, and he turned off his car, and he talked and talked more. And then priest began to understand the reasons why this man has removed himself from Christ. And then he also understood that no simple advice will help this man at this moment. So when the man has finished telling him all his problems, the priest said, I can help you, but we will need more time for that. Why don't you come for a coffee? The man refused, but he promised that he will definitely come next time he's available. And here he came. So they were sitting over the coffee, and the priest was explaining a gospel, teachings of the gospel to this man. And after an hour, the man said, a little bit annoyed, "That's nice, Father, but you really haven't touched anything what I've told you. None of my problems can be solved." And the priest smiled, and he asked him, "Do you really think that? I've been telling you about all your problems all along." After the good visit, the man left a little bit disappointed. But a few hours later that day, he called the priest and he said, "Father, I understand. In some things I can see clearly now. Can I come for a visit again and talk?" And then several more visits followed. However, the priest never directly touched on this man's problems. He only spoke of the doctrine, of the teachings of the gospel that are given in the gospel. And then the man listened, and he thought about the teachings of faith, and finally he said, "Now I understand that my problem was a problem only because I did not know and I did not understand the teaching of Jesus Christ correctly." Of course, renunciation of the world followed. So the following Sunday, the priest spotted him, in the church. And that same Sunday, the main man came to rectory and said at the door, "Father, it's time for me to confess. A new life began that day. A few years later have passed, and today this guy is one of the most zealous parishioners, and the priest considers him as a foundation block of the church, foundation pillar. What was the change of heart in this man? It was the small act of love when he stopped and gave a ride to a random guy to take him home. It was an action that cracked open the door for him to receive grace. Life gives us infinite number of chances. Let us not waste them just because they seem small and pointless. Let us learn from the Samaritan woman or from this young man who did not waste with their opportunity. They saw and they acted upon. We don't know what will trigger us to go deeper in our faith. Christ is risen.